I hear the bell. The bell be done. I don't know.
Okay.
Need to get some tissues. Here he has a yes. Yes. Davar Beitom Atov. We started this week. We learned Parshat Kedoshim. We began the summer this week. How much we have to have chizuk on the kedusha in the days of the summer? All the nakedness in the street. It's getting worse, huh?
It's getting worse.
Every year, getting worse and worse. Still, people do tshuva. Baruch Hashem, women are getting more serious. Aderech haolah bet'el. The way to go up. I just want to say, Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah 72, in Ketemoran, the first part, that there's a Yetzer Hara which is the simple, the Yetzer Hara that most people have, that we have the desires for all kinds of stupidities, right? For food, for sleeping, for women, all kinds of much stupidity. If a person had even a little bit of da'at, a little bit of sechel, it's all nonsense. For example, Rabbi Yaakov brings down over there, Avodah Zarah. A person has, does anyone in our days desire Avodah Zarah? I can't even in my head, I have Avodah Zarah, Buddha in my head. No, it's a joke, right? No one has now a cross in his head, right? No one doesn't have a desire for that, right? Why don't we have it? Because there's a story in Yuma that they gouged out his eyes. The Yetzer Hara's eyes. So we don't. It used to be that they had the desire also for the zealot. We can't even understand what it is. But the same way, it's a stupidity for anyone to think that he desires for the zealot. What's wrong with him? Same thing. It's a stupidity. Tavat niyuv, all the types stupidities, right? Amash. So we don't have sechel. We are very materialized people, and our Yetzer Hara is very materialized also. Yeah. How does a person, because the big tzaddikim, they don't fight like that, the Yetzer Hara. They fight the holy angel of the Yetzer Hara that Rabbeinu brings down. It's the holy angel, who's Satan, who's Malach HaMam, like more brings down. Rabbeinu brings it that they fight only this big Malach. It's something else completely, it's nothing to do with lust or anything. It has to do with judgment. But, anyways, we in our place, how do we still fight? So, Avinu says two things. In the meantime, it's to not care for anything we see. So a woman, not to care. Not to care. Just continue on in her life. I'm davening now. I have something in my head. I try to ignore it and just continue in life. Continue what I'm doing. But the mice is to be clean only through purifying your body, your bloods, the bloods in your body. The zakechet haguf. How do you do that? He says, through going to the tzaddikim, getting advice from them how to do tshuva and stuff, and through that the person slowly will purify himself until he gets das, until he throws away all these stupidities. Okay. So I asked today Shmuel Fuchs, the grandson of Shmuel Shapira. I dined with him in the morning, good friend of mine. I asked him, what is they say in Breslau, like, well, what does that mean, go to tzaddik, who's the tzaddik ha'emes, who are these people? He says, first of all, you go to the Talmidei Rabbeinu, the people who are alive today, you ask them, and I think that's what we're doing right now. Right? Rav Ahud, which he worked in this. Not only, all the blessed, but Rav Ahud, no one wrote like this in Malasot. So pure and so clear, no one wrote. And also to learn the books of Rabbeinu, find the advice from within the books themselves. The Kutei Halachot, the Kutei Moran, all the books. Anyway, so now we're doing Rabbeinu's advice. We're listening to the Tzaddiki HaEmet, the Anshei HaEmet, the people working on itself. Atchalat kol ha'atchalot b'derech l'tikun ha'atzmi shel ha'adam b'chlal b'shmirat ha'inayim v'tikun ha'esod b'frati. The beginning of all beginnings of fixing yourselves, self-fixing of a person, and guarding their eyes specifically, right, is that a person needs to know his place. What's the place? Yesh li Yetzer Hara. I have a Yetzer Hara. I don't have to beat myself up because of it. Hashem created me with the Yetzer Hara. That's how it is. שפירושו שיש לו להקדיש כל כוחות המלחמה לניצחון על היצר הרע. היה ביצר הרע, and since זה היה ביצר הרע, I have to, איך אומרים להקדיש, to point all my, להקדיש את זה, להקדיש את כל כולי, dedicate all my power, everything against this יצר הרע. כי אם הוא לא יעבוד לבטל את היצר הרע, because if a person will not work to nullify the יצר הרע, I will explain further on. Ayetzara is not going to leave him until the last piece of dirt they're going to throw over his grave. Okay? Ayetzara doesn't leave a person. It's brought down that even the person who looks down, who looks at women his whole life, and his Leviah is also going to look at the women that came to his Leviah. Rak she'adam na'ase muda la'uda zo, la'metziut azo shesh lo yetzara. Only when a person is aware to this situation, to this reality that he has the Yetzirah, as matchila avodah amitit, then the real true work begins. Ve'o mitpalel acheret lagamre, hakol adav b'chayim, and he davens completely differently about everything in life. Hakol kedusha, hakol mitzvah, every holiness, every mitzvah you do, he davens differently. Why? Ve'odeh shesh lo yetzara, nichos. He knows he has the Yetzirah to be angry. He has the Yetzirah to eat with taiva, with lust. To sleep with taiva, to be tzveikus with the pillow. Levater Torah, the taiva to the tzait, the vitul Torah. Speak Lashon Hara, and so on and so forth. Hu yoda et ha-sakana, he knows the danger. Hu mechin et atzmo leinatzel mimena al ide arbe tfilah me'omek halev. And he prepares himself to be saved from the danger through a lot of prayer in the depth of his heart. He knows that it's a war out there. He's on the front line. Shashem yatzilo to mi yetzro hara. Hashem will save him from his yetzer hara. Ki hu yoda et hagmara v'kiddushin she'omeret. Because he knows the gemara v'kiddushin that says shebechol yom yitzro she'adam yitgaberet alav. Rabbeinu brings down the Torah in Beit 72 that I just quoted. That every day the Yetzer Hara tries to overcome a person. He overcomes it. And if not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can't withstand it. He can't. Impossible. Da et ha'oyev. You have to know the enemy, right? A strategic strategy? Strategy? War. מה השם רוצה מהאדם במלחמה ארוכה בעולם הזה? What does Hashem want from a person in this long war in this world? קודם כל, the first thing that Hashem wants to know, wants you to know that I gave you Yetzirah, Hashem tells you. Hashem tells us, I gave you Yetzirah. A person did not decide, did not ask for it, did not buy it in the mall. No. He has a Yetzirah. Kadosh Baruch Hu created him with the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Natan writes in the Gedei Tefillot, Hashem with His wisdom did a beautiful thing and gave us a Yetzer Hara. And for every level of a person in the world, he has a certain Yetzer Hara. You know that even Hashem has a Yetzer Hara? Hashem also has a Yetzer Hara. What's the Kivyachol? What's the Yetzer Hara of Hashem? The Yetzer Hara of Hashem is to do judgment in the world. What? He did bad? Bang! Smack! And Hashem breaks his Yetzer Hara and he joins mercy with his Yetzer Hara and he waits for a person to do tshuva. He doesn't lo mevater. How do you lo mevater? He doesn't forgive. He doesn't forgive a person. Hashem never forgives. It says in the Gemara, someone says Hashem forgives. Not ever? What's the word?
Doesn't
ignore. He doesn't just say, just, oh, okay, no, forget it, fine, no, start fresh. No. He just does the tshuva. Hashem holds it for him. It says anymore, someone who says Hashem ignores the averos that he does, yivatru chayav, his life should be cut. He should die young, chas shalom. Hashem has mercy, a lot of mercy. So what should a person have to do? Great day of Tara. Yitpalel. That's why Hashem gave us the Yetzer Hara. So we turn to Him for every single thing. השם רוצה שאדם יתפלל על כל דבר שיש לו בו יצר הרע. Hashem wants a person to pray about everything that he has a yetzer hara involved with, and everything basically. Anything that has to do with holiness, getting close to Hashem, that's where the yetzer hara comes and helps out. Hashem lo rotzeh she'adam yalkeh et atzmo al kach she'yesh lo yetzer hara. Hashem does not want a person to beat himself up but the fact that he has a yetzer hara. Hashem doesn't want a person to be angry at the fact that he has a yetzer hara. He doesn't want a person to be sad, to be broken, to be despaired at the fact that he has a yetzer hara. Why, you created yourself? No, Hashem gave a yetzer hara. Also, when Rabbeinu says, do an hour, he's about to do. Tell Hashem what you did from yesterday to today. It doesn't mean to be sad for it. Just tell Hashem. What did you do? Hashem, I did so and so. I did so and so. I did so and so. Say thank you for the good things. Say I'm sorry for the bad things. No. You said what are you going to do with anything? Why, you created yourself. So, Shalika Amur, Adam lo bikesh, a man did not ask for this. Hashem did not create himself. Elakach bara oto. Hashem, that's what Hashem created him. Velachen, Hashem lo ba b'ta'anot la'adam al kach sheyesh lo yetzer hara. Therefore, Hashem does not come with complaints to a person the fact that he has a yetzer hara. Only Hashem wants us to know that we have a yetzer hara. And then Hashem wants us to start davening. Also, to learn Torah. Without Torah, of course, there's nothing. Torah helps a person to overcome the Yitzhak. But the Tefillah kills the Yitzhak. Now, Rabbi Nachman writes, what kills the Yitzhak? The person has a Hirul Tshuva. He has a thought of doing Tshuva. And then he does something, even a little action, towards this Tshuva. So then he kills that Yitzhak. But then he gets right away a bigger Yitzhak. Until the end of all days, Hashem will slaughter the Yetzara, like it says in the Gemara. והיסוד של כל הרע שהוא היצרה הכללי והגדול ביותר הוא היצרה של יוב. The basic of all, the fundamental of all bad, which is the general bad of the whole world, is ניוב. אדם שיש לו נקודת אמת, the person has a little bit of truth in him. He knows that every day there's a ניסיון. He had a test about Shmiyot HaEinai. He's not pure. He has a test. He knows he has the Yetzer Hara, and it's impossible for him to overcome the Yetzer Hara, not to pray. Okay? Because if Hashem doesn't help him, he doesn't beg Hashem, help me another day, please. Right? I should go with my eyes shut. Shut my eyes. Close my eyes. I shouldn't open my eyes. I shouldn't see what doesn't belong to me. And he davens about it every day. At least a half an hour, minimum shall minimum of our says. Okay? To be saved from the Yetzer Hara, shekol ha'yadut, v'kol ha'kedusha, v'kol ha'geula, k'diya b'hitgavrut alav. Right? The whole Judaism, everything, all the kedusha, depends on this. ובחצי שעה שבה הוא מתפלל, באמת, מה הוא מקלה, the half an hour he does, doesn't do like this. Hashem gar ma'yad, Hashem gar ma'yad, Hashem gar ma'yad. It's very good, but... But the depth of the heart. The person has a trouble. Yeah? He knows he has a baya, he has to pay something, and he doesn't have the money. How does he have it? Doesn't Hashem pay my debt? Hashem pay. No, he's having Hashem, please, I need no help, please help me, help me. Kol ha'koach, kol ha'lev. Right? Not just from lips out, lip service. Heart service. It's a big war, the new. Especially now in the summertime, Hashem Barachem, all the time. The big war, to fight the war. How do we fight? Ikar Klei Zayino Shel Mashiach, Shidisha Yisraeli, the weapon of the Jew. The main weapon is Tefillah. Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender, he says that not only do the Tefillah, when you're out there in the war, when you walk down the street, now take it out, take the war. Hashem, help me, please. Then, during the war itself.
Could you repeat that? Because I think that's really important.
Say again, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, I read in the book that they wrote, used to give a shiur every Thursday, I think. And they put it into a few books, a few volumes, and five or six, called Dibure Emunah. Very, very powerful. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So he writes in one of them there that a person should use not only the time that he prays in Brother Dut, or the time that he just uses himself just to stand and pray. Also, when the time of the war itself, when he walks in the street, then he's screaming out, Hashem, Hashem, help me, I must guard my eyes. Then, because davening the Brother Dut, it's like acquiring the weapon and the ammunition. Yeah? The weapon is the tefillah, right? Praying is acquiring the ammunition. When you're at the field, when you're outside in the street, pray, and then you pray, it's shooting out them, it's shooting it. Yeah. That's what he says up there. So, that would be good for today, 184. So we'll do a little bit of